Well, good morning, and welcome to the quiz show. This is our third edition of the show, the St. Patrick's Day edition. The first two were so much fun that we decided to play today's show over the course of an hour. We'll challenge our panel of experts to tackle dozens of puzzlers, almost all of them based on St. Patrick's Day trivia. Two of you lucky listeners out there will get a chance to play the game with us at about 11:15 and then again about 11:45. We will take your calls. I'll tell you the topic of the particular game and the format of the game, you know, true, false, multiple choice, whatever. We're going to make it so easy for you that you can't not call. Hold it. Okay, thank you. You can't not call. That's 638-9378 for a chance to be the smartest kid on your block. Hey, let's meet our panelists. Our returning champion. He's actually wearing the crown even as we speak. It's very attractive on you, Matt. Is Matt Shortridge. Welcome
back. How you doing? Welcome good to see you. Good to see you. Thank you. Hey, just keep it down. Got lots of other things.
Crowd control. Yeah. You're good at everything. Matt?
Yes.
You think you have a good shot at making it two in a row?
Well, you know, two in a row would be... I'd get an extra crown that would have to fit on top of this crown.
For that extra large
which
head.
Which would be, yes, right. And my head would be, I'd have to have the current crown enlarged, probably.
We can go to the, there's a jeweler in La Crosse who does crowns. No, that's a dentist. Emily, you're not here today, and we hope you feel better real soon.
Maybe Emily could call in.
There's an idea. No nepotism here. No, that'd be just fine. Emily's misfortune is our gain because Deacon Carl himself, Carl Sandbeck, has agreed to join the cast. Welcome, wow. Carl. Good to see you.
And my knowledge of gospel music really parlays right into anything about Ireland.
You've so come to the right
it's
show.
It's a no-brainer for that.
On so many levels, ethnically, musically.
Earlier, though, I did have a question. And how the heck does Patrick get a holiday? You know?
In the body. It's in the body of the quiz. We'll get there, Carl. Right. Thank you. Hey, you hear that ooh?
Ooh.
That is a trademark ooh. Of our very own Shayna Meshbesher. Welcome to the show, lady. So glad you joined us.
Usually from Studio B, but we got the pleasure of hanging out in Studio A today.
Smarter crowd in Studio A. You'll see.
Okay.
Okay, here's the rules.
Rules? There's rules?
Oh, boy.
We don't need
We got trouble. We got trouble right away. Here we are in the Sierra Madres. Here are the rules. Yes, there are rules, children. The first player to buzz in will be the first player with a shot at the answer. You've all practiced with your buzzers, so I know you know how to use them. No excuses. A correct answer gets 1 point. If the answer is incorrect, another player can buzz in and jump on it. Our master of the math is Michael Price.
Aloha.
Straight from Hawaii, where he has a permanent gig. Thank you so much for flying in. It's really sweet of
That's
you.
That's the Republic.
It was quite a flight.
The Republic of
Hawaii. My arms are exhausted.
Your plane didn't lose a side panel in flight, did it? Because that's
not that one, no.
Quite the race nowadays. Welcome to the show, anyway. Thank you.
It's good to be here.
Are you guys... You ready? You got your...
As
Irish?
I'll ever
I'm
be.
Ready.
I'm ready. Yeah.
Now, I must tell you that Shayna has confessed to being under-caffeinated already today, so...
And underslept. It's going to be great. It's gonna really pump up my answers.
Our first game of the day is limericks.
Okay.
Each little ditty will have a one-word rhyming answer. I'll try one with our mathmeister just to show you how it's done. Ready? Ready, Michael?
I am ready.
Limerick?
I am ready.
This is from the last show, which happened to be Valentine's Day. Valentine's Day is special. As holidays goes, it's a dandy. It's all about you and your sweetie, so remember to bring flowers and...
Candy.
Hey!
That is absolutely right. So everyone gets the drift.
How are we supposed to have been cheating? I listened to the last show.
You think we're geniuses over here or something?
I have nothing to say about that.
Okay.
You ready?
His comment is conspicuously absent.
Now, these are not going to be about romance or candy.
Okay.
Chicago on any St. Patrick's Day is like nothing you've ever seen. The whole town's wearing a color, and the color they're wearing is Shayna
Green.
You'd be right.
Wait a second.
Already? First question already?
How do I lodge a complaint?
You're doing it. Go ahead.
Yeah.
No, forget it.
You're so generous. This is an actual Irish limerick, which I took the liberty to borrow. There was a young fellow from Crete who was so exceedingly neat. When he got out of bed, he stood on his head to make sure of not soiling his... Shayna, once again.
Sheets.
Wrong. Anybody else?
Feet?
Feet would be... See, that's why he was on his head, so his feet wouldn't...
To not soil...
Thank
okay.
you, though. Thank you.
Giddy though. Up. Ooh, these are getting more clever. Let's go.
Okay.
All right, Matt. I'm coming for you.
There was a young lady named Harris, whom nothing could ever embarrass, till a bath salts one day in the tub where she laid it, in the tub. There once was a lady named Harris, whom nothing could ever embarrass, till the bath salts one day in the tub where she lay turned out to be plaster of... Carl.
Paris.
Paris it is, plaster of Paris, which, as some of you may know, is an awful way to take a bath.
She's there still, I think.
She's there, very still. Yeah. Completely, utterly still. Yes, Harris, dear Ms. Harris. Tis said that it's lucky to have one, and you'll hear it over and over. A tiny green charm that's everywhere. Its name is the four-leaf Shayna.
Clover.
I thought you were under-caffeinated. Girl, you are smoking.
Elementary rhymes are all I've got in my pocket right now. So keep going. Let's do the whole show of these limericks. That'd be great.
I see that our mathmeister has whipped out his abacus and is currently...
Oh, boy.
That's not an abacus.
This is the best we can do.
That's
a mechanical thing.
Machinicus.
Just pay attention.
It's dusty.
Just pay attention.
Did you even use this last show?
You don't want to know where that was last used.
All right.
What do you got there, Michael?
Looks like we're splitting things up. Everybody seems to be even right now.
Really? With what? How many points?
One, and one? Yeah.
Wow. No, wow. You had
two.
As I
recall. Oh, yeah, I'd say two. Because she got the clover.
It's good.
The pickup there. The pickup.
It's all right.
Pickups
this
are hard
is my
to pick
kind
up.
Of math happening right now. So, yeah.
Next round, we'll throw you a couple extra anyway. Okay. That would mean Shayna is the current leader. And the only. It's so early in the game.
It's too early. Too early.
Next game.
In so many ways.
Is much more.
Corrections have been made.
Thank you, sir. Much more intellectual than the past game. Our second game today is On This Day in History. This day, of course, March 17th, all of the following events took place on March 17th, only not this March. These will be multiple choice questions, okay? Are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He died on this day in 460 AD. Was it Darby O'Gill, St. Patrick, or Charles Parnell? Panelists? Carl.
It was St. Patrick.
It was St. Patrick. Because as only the Irish would do, he gets a feast day on the day he died.
Okay.
Not the day he was born, the day he died.
Yeah.
He fled Tibet on this day in 1959.
Tibet?
Tibet. As in Tibet.
Not Tibet.
That's what I thought.
That's what I thought he said too.
I was like, limericks, let's go. I've got this one.
Yeah. Early Tibet and early to rise. Yes, he fled Tibet in 1959. Was it Ernest Hemingway, the Dalai Lama, or Mahatma Gandhi, Matt Shortridge?
The Dalai Lama.
Yeah, you got a little scared there. Didn't you?
I did. I did.
No, but you were.
I had a little adrenaline rush.
Yeah. You know what? Which one of these folks was born on St. Patrick's Day, for really? Was it Nat King Cole, John Fitzgerald Kennedy, or Mother McCree? Who was it? Carl.
JFK.
Wrong. Somebody want to pick it up? Shayna?
Mother McCree?
Matt, would you care to pick it up?
What was the third one?
Nat King Cole.
Yes, you'd
Nat
be
King
right.
Nat King Cole. I should have gone with
that
the homie
was perfect.
Nat.
Thank you. Thank you.
Gimme.
I love a good process of elimination in the morning.
Yeah. It was down to a tough choice, and you got it. You got it right.
You're welcome.
Okay.
Indeed.
Apartheid was abolished there in 1992. Matthew.
South Africa.
You'd be right. Last one of On This Day in History. In 1969, Golda Meir became the prime minister of what country? This is multiple choice, so.
Okay.
The Netherlands, Germany, or Israel? Matthew? Mm.
Israel.
Israel would be correct.
Hot diggity. Golda,
if I'm not mistaken.
That's your people.
Okay.
If I'm not mistaken,
I know.
Golda Meir, and I'm serious, she was a Milwaukee girl, wasn't she? Yeah, she's definitely American. I believe she's... Anyway, when you folks call in, whenever you folks call in, please have that answer, too. I believe Golda was born in Milwaukee. Not sure, but I think so. Mr. Mathmeister, may I enlist your skills again? Where does the game stand? I love that machine.
No, I'm really wishing we had a computer for this.
Don't get your finger, stuck in that thing.
Goodness.
What do you know, friend?
Oh, I wish I knew more, honestly. I believe this puts Shayna and Matt even with Carl bringing up the rear.
Do you have the numbers handy?
I have
numbers.
Numbers. I like that.
That's yeah. Good. That's
in the general terms of speaking, numbers are just kind of ambiguous.
Okay, good. Good. Yeah. That's nice to know.
Yeah.
Hey, you know what, folks? It's your turn. It's your turn to call in and play the St. Patrick's Day quiz.
What's the number? What's the phone number?
Would we like that at all? If I were them.
I've got it memorized.
Go, Shayna. Oh.
Yeah,
you go.
It's 608-638-WDRT, which is 9378.
9378.
I'm guessing several of you have done pledge drives, so you've got that number like tattooed.
Well, most people, I think, have it on their speed dial and all that kind of stuff.
I do.
We seem to have a caller.
Oh.
Hello.
Hello.
Yeah. Hello. Is that a caller there?
Yes.
Who am I talking to?
This is Chris.
Hey, Chris.
Well, hi, Chris.
Yes.
Chris, if I knew you, would I like you? Would you say?
Yeah, sure.
I'm so glad you said that.
That's one point. That's one point for Chris.
That's one point for Chris. Yeah.
Likeabilities.
Let me remind you, Chris, that we've got a, it's a true or false test coming up. And should you ever feel stuck, just ask the panelists
to
chime
in. Oh, yeah,
we're
sure to help.
They're playing this game for you, okay? They don't score, you score. Mm-hmm. And if you score big enough, Chris... we'll let you know what fabulous prize you possibly could have won.
What is it?
Sure.
On our budget?
Yeah.
I'm thinking toothpicks, maybe. Something. Okay. Okay, Chris, are you ready?
Sure. Yeah, I'm ready to go.
Okay. Is this statement true or false? St. Patrick was never canonized, never made a saint officially, by the Catholic Church in Rome. Is that true or false?
Ooh.
True.
It is true. Only the Irish would have a patron saint that their own church had not declared to be a saint.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, true or false? You're hot. You're hot, Chris. St. Patrick was kidnapped by Irish pirates. Is that true or false?
That is false.
Sorry, sir. That is true.
Ooh.
Again, only the Irish would...
Kidnapped their own patron saint.
Yeah.
Now, do you think he was their patron saint already when he was? I'm guessing. We'll cover. I'll let you know about that later. Anyway,
that was
one false.
Like.
Okay. One more true or false? Well, actually, there's many more true or false. Saint Patrick drove the snakes from Ireland. Is that true or false?
That is false.
That is definitely, I just hit my nose on a microphone. That is definitely false. See, whenever anybody gets anything wrong, I like to hit my nose on
the microphone. Yeah, that's great.
Here's another one, true or false. Éireann go bra means Ireland forever.
True.
You'd be right.
Oh.
You'd be right. You're smoking hot. Now, the St. Patrick's Day Parade, the first St. Patrick's Day Parade ever was in Dublin, Ireland. Is that true or false?
I'd say false.
You'd be absolutely correct.
Chris is good.
Boy, you burned it, buddy. You burned it.
Where was the first?
I'm so glad you asked.
Where?
Cork.
St. Augustine, Florida, and I'm not kidding.
Oh, my God.
I'm not kidding, and I can give you the background on that. This is in, like, 1602. I mean, this is in the way back machine.
Florida knew how to party, always.
Those Spaniards.
That's the thing about Florida.
It was a Spanish territory. I'd love to give you a point, but I can't, buddy. It was a Spanish territory at the time, but the Catholic Church, in its wisdom, saw fit to appoint an Irish bishop to the Diocese of St. Augustine in Florida.
Okay. So this
and he promptly celebrated a non-saint.
That's
took
true.
Right
That's
up.
True. Okay.
Was he Irish or what? Yeah. What do you think?
Any reason? Yeah.
I think St. Augustine is the oldest city in America, too, I think.
Yes, it. You just scored 27 extra bonus points.
Ding, 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 ding. You can give him one of mine, actually. That was good.
It is. It's the and continuous, too. Yeah. I mean, that's... We don't have too many of those. We don't have too many 600-year-old.
Well, Westby's close. Westby's
second, I believe.
Yeah, second. Yeah.
Close second.
You asked, Chris. You did guess New York, which actually could have been the right answer in a different quiz, even though you got this one right.
In a different universe.
New York is the scene of the longest running St. Patrick's Day parade in America, and. You ready for this? They started their parade in 1762.
Oh my gosh, that's Whoa. So fun.
See, they had a lot of Irish slave labor and, you know,
oh,
they had to
fun.
Have one day a year.
Yes,
so,
yes. Yeah.
I know, let's give them St. Patrick's Day.
Yep.
They're Catholics, aren't they?
Yep.
Yes, let's
That'll
give them a day.
That'll bribe the workers.
Throw them a bone.
Yeah, that's good.
Oh, Michael?
Indeed.
Could you get your calculator ready and tell us how Chris did?
Let's see here. Let's carry the 3 and the percentage. What's the percentage sign for on this anyway?
I never could find that key.
I believe Chris got 38 points.
Wow, Chris, I'm so impressed.
You gave him an extra 27.
Yeah.
Ooh, yeah. That helped.
That helped.
I think he won the game already. Can we all go home?
Yeah, okay. Thanks, Chris. You got us an early lunch. And
we're
all coming over to your house.
See you guys.
Wherever it is. See you. The Mathmeister has left. We will follow.
All right.
Chris, thank you so much for calling in. Now,
no problem. I'll stop by for the toothpicks.
Oh, I have an even better offer for you. Are you capable of negotiating right now?
Sure.
Okay. You were so good.
So good.
That our people are going to call your people to see if there's a way we can get you on this show as one of the live contestants.
Ooh.
Do we have permission to call?
Sure. Yeah, absolutely.
Great. Hey, Chris, thank you so much for playing. We appreciate it.
We'll see you next time.
You as well. Happy St. Patty's Day.
Thanks. Yeah. You too. You take care. Well, that was just... Lovely.
Yeah,
wow.
That was
Thank
some
you, Chris.
Luck of the it was also, Irish Chris.
You got the easiest questions. Wow. I just want to say. You know?
Oh, wait a minute.
Yeah, they wouldn't have known a single answer.
Why don't you tell us a little something about St. Augustine, Florida?
I'll tell
there,
you about
Carl.
True or false guessing. You can get right? Come on.
I never thought from a deacon. From a deacon attitude.
It's a grumpy deacon.
The grumpy. Ooh, good idea for a show. Deacon Carl, you should do one entire show as the grumpy deacon.
I couldn't be the grumpy deacon. Okay, we'll put it on the list.
I got to say, sir, you are, seriously, you are must listening. I love your show every Sunday.
It is.
And I am so far from a practicing whatever. I love your show. I'm
it's
dancing
hard to be
in the
grumpy
kitchen.
After the show.
Mary,
there's no grumpiness.
Mary walks into the room and her mouth drops open because there's little Eddie in his bathrobe. Dancing to church. I mean. Anyway, thank you. It's a great show.
Yeah.
Thank you. Hey, that was fun. That was so much fun. We're going to make another call. But this time, we're going to call Ireland.
For
That's
reals?
Right. I said the same thing when our producer said, we're calling Ireland. I said, for
That's
reals?
That's going to cost a fortune to call all the way to Ireland.
You're giving it away, Matt. No. Yes, we are calling Ireland. This little game is called Ask an Irishman. We're going to ask... I was hamming it up. We're going to ask a patron at the bar some questions about Irish-American culture.
What bar? Tell me about this bar that you're calling.
Our friend Shane is going to tell us.
Shane's the Irishman?
Shane is. He better be. Because he's scheduled.
Oh.
That's one ringy dingy.
Exotic ring.
Two
ringy dingy. Two ringy dingies. That's about seven.
Come on, Shane.
Someone reminded him to charge his phone, right?
He's just getting another pint, I think.
Come on, Shane.
Hello.
Is this Shane?
It is, yes.
Well, hi, Shane. Good day to you. What time is it there, sir, please?
I'll tell you now. It's 4:20 p.m.
Hey-o!
4:20. Well, you're
in Ireland on St. Paddy's.
All those miles away, you are currently in a live radio studio playing a quiz game. Is that okay with you, Shane?
Oh, sure. And happy St. Patrick's Day to you.
Happy
St. Patrick's Day to you. I got to talk to you here for a second because I know I like you already. I grew up in New York City, which, as you know, has an enormous Irish-American population. And in my youth, I grew up, and this was the order of holidays for me. You know, importance, excitement, all of that. Number one, of course, was Christmas. Number two was Easter, because I was a good Catholic boy. Number three, without question, number three was St. Patrick's Day. It was the biggest day. We got out of school, everything. It was a terrific. Is it a big deal where you are, St. Patrick's Day?
Oh, it's a national holiday. It's a national holiday.
It is.
Today is a national holiday. Tomorrow is a bank holiday. So we got 2 days.
I hope this isn't too impolite. That way, everyone has a day to recover. Does that help?
Everyone's got what?
A day to recover.
Oh well, I think we're going to recover Tuesday.
I'm glad to hear that. I'm glad to hear that, Shane.
That's the way it works here.
Yeah, keep the party going.
Oh, very good. I was in the pub today now, but I'm just on my way to work. I'm a barman.
You are.
I've got to go and work in the pub now in an hour's time.
Well, my goodness, can we take up 5 minutes of your time?
Yeah, sure, go for it.
Okay. This is marvelous. You actually work as a barman. Thank God, that's so good.
What's his bar's name?
Tully's.
Tony's?
Tully's.
Tully's. Well, you know, this is all, there are no coincidences on the radio, I'm sure of it. One of the founders of this station is a fellow named John Tully.
My old code DJ.
Yeah.
Well, that's great.
Say hello to all the folks at Tully's for us, will you?
Oh, there you go. Hello, everybody in Tully's. I'm on my way, I promise.
Okay. Yeah, you keep telling them that, Shane, okay? You just keep saying that. Okay. What we're going to ask you is some questions about stuff that happens in the United States on St. Patrick's Day. I have no idea if it happens there, too, but it does happen here, so it might be a little challenging. And feel free, sir, if you ever get stuck or if you're in serious doubt, our panelists are here to help you. You can just give them a poke and say, hey, give me the answer, or you can answer on your own, all right?
Okay, this is like phone a friend on who wants to be a millionaire.
You bet.
There you go.
Exactly.
You bet. We're your friends here.
Except for the millionaire part.
Yeah, this being community radio, we're a little short of cash today, Shane. Okay. So we can, however, offer you, a halfpenny or two pence or I don't know, something like that. Okay, my friend. What meat is served for the traditional St. Patrick's Day supper in the U.S. of A? What meat would that be?
Okay. In Ireland, it's bacon and cabbage, okay?
Okay, I'll give you a different guess.
I think you guys have corned beef.
Oh, you would be so right.
Yep.
Well done, Shane.
That'll do it.
Well done. Boy, you're bilingual. You speak both St. Patrick's meals in Irish and in America. Thank you. That's great. Tell me again. You say bacon and cabbage for you?
Yeah, that's it. It should be bacon and cabbage, but I know I've seen corned beef in America in New York.
That's a good place to see corned beef. You're right.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Here's another one. This might be a little tough. I don't know, but feel free to ask for help. What is a green milkshake called at all those American fast food restaurants? It's a green milkshake.
I got this. It's the Shamrock Shake.
Holy MacDougall.
Whoa.
You are on fire, sir. Thank you.
You're a multicultural ambassador.
This guy should have an ambassadorship somewhere in the world.
I should be Irish ambassador to America.
Yeah. There you go.
Oh, if only.
We'll
okay.
take you.
He could be Irish ambassador to Verona.
This is a very influential radio station. We'll get you that job. I promise. You.
Okay. I'm canceling at the moment. Yeah.
are you ready for another, Shane?
Yeah, let's go.
Okay, a fella named Michael Flatley made a big hit in America with his Irish dance show. What was that show called?
It was Riverdance.
Oh. You are my new culture hero, Shane. Yeah. I got to tell you that.
I've seen that live.
Yes.
I've seen it.
It was a big deal.
It was a really big deal. It was about as big a hit as
You guys, I had the T-shirt to commemorate how big of a deal it was in seventh grade.
You had a Riverdance
grade.
T-shirt? We're in the presence of a true fan.
Yes.
Did you ever meet Michael Flatley?
No.
You didn't throw yourself at him backstage? Okay, that's good.
There was no
Well, you were only seven. Yeah. That wouldn't have been right. Okay, Shane, we got two more for you. This one has to do with Chicago. Chicago has a huge population of Irish descent. What color does Chicago dye its river for St. Patrick's Day?
Well, it's got to be green.
It's got to be green.
Oh, good.
But saying that, I think it's green anyway.
Now you be careful. I happen to have spent a lot of time in Chicago. And
somebody knows more about Chicago than they're letting on.
Some folks might take umbrage at that, Shane, but we'll let it go. Okay, here's the last one. Here's the last one we got for you. What is the most popular brand of stout in America?
Of stout?
Stout.
Oh.
The brew.
Definitely Guinness.
It is definitely Guinness.
It is definitely Guinness.
Shane, my friend, Shane Collins, you have aced them all. I cannot believe it.
It's almost like he's Irish or something.
It's almost. I could swear you were Irish.
I got a clean sweep.
You did. You got a clean sweep. That's the first contestant ever on this show. Thank you, sir.
The look of the Irish on St. Patrick's Day.
You know what? It's working. Hey, you know what, Shane? In all honesty, I got to thank you. You are the most delightful fellow I've talked to on the radio ever. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Hey, and have a good evening at work, will you?
And you. God bless you.
Okay, right. God bless you. Thank you.
Okay, good luck. God bless
you. Yep. Thank you.
He didn't even call on our help. He's got a little.
We knew that. We knew all these.
Yeah, he's got a favor in a pocket.
Well,
he should be good
and rested up for the next round. Then, right?
He is going to be our ambassador.
No excuse.
Yeah, that's true. We'll meet him again.
Well, he's got to come by and pick up his prize and stuff. So he'll be by.
Yeah,
maybe next.
Is that more toothpicks?
I think so.
Okay,
more and green. More and more.
Or corned beef, maybe. Maybe
we could give him a Herb Alpert. Albert.
Maybe the corned beef and then the toothpicks.
Yeah. Ooh.
Good.
Oh, that's nice. That was one and the same.
That was actually more fun than I thought it would be.
Well, it's exciting to call
it as much fun as I hoped it would be. That was marvelous.
Yeah.
I thought that they offered him a Toppins. That's what I thought.
See? Ooh. If only.
Carl's producing a genuine Irish coin out of his pocket.
Genuine.
Saints.
Okay, trusty ask. Well done. I can say that. Okay, trusty experts. It's time for the food game.
I like food.
Food game.
I like food. You like food. Children like food. I'm going to ask you questions about food. In one way or another, the answers might have something to do with St. Patrick's Day.
Corned beef.
Matt, give me a second, please. Raise your hand and ding the bell.
We did that already.
Oh, he's taking off his outer shirt. Look out.
Matt is several paces from my microphone, so wait till I
put on your fisticuffs.
There's going to be a rumble in the studio.
Okay. Are you ready? It's a food game.
Yeah.
Okay, folks. There's a Dr. Seuss story about a most unusual breakfast. What's the title of that book, Shana?
Green eggs and ham?
Right on.
Oh, my God.
Point for Shana. One point for Shana right there.
I'm impressed.
Okay.
This is my favorite question.
It's an elementary limerick sort of question, so that's not fair. Okay, keep going. These
are
going to
be harder. Megan, who's sitting behind you now, fed you the answer. I clearly saw it, Megan. So
let's
be a little more subtle next time, shall we? Our own beloved Monique Hooker.
Yes.
Was on the staff of this groundbreaking cooking show. This is for real. She handed ingredients to herself Shayna? Who is it? Who's the chef?
Julia Child.
Oh, man.
Yes. Monique is a good family friend. Yeah,
I did not know that.
Go back in Facebook. Go find Monique's page somewhere. I think it was last month. She posted a picture from GBH, I think was the studio in Boston, the Boston Public Television Station. And there's Julia, you know, being herself. And, you know, and she's standing up at her counter with, you know, chopping and... And there's six people sitting behind her on the floor.
On the floor, behind the camera,
and
where they could
providing
be
all the stuff that somehow magically appeared on her
countertop.
Because she never.
That explains why she was looking down a lot of the time when she would
you're
move.
Not kidding.
On a trip.
Because someone was banging her with a chicken leg. and there's our darling Monique, and she's handing her up. It looks like a coffee or something. It was, I thought, wow, you got to do that.
Emblematic of the epic career of Monique Hooker that we got to know, but nonetheless, Julia Child, incredible.
That's cool. Starting at the top of the Monique was about 23.
It's special knowledge
top of the top.
Yeah, it was exclusive.
I can only think of Dan Aykroyd when I think about Julia Child, though.
Oh, I've come to heck! With that crazy blood spurting.
Oh, that was one of the best.
That was pretty darn
Python-esque.
Okay, on a darker note.
Oh no!
I have to do this. This is an Irish show, after all. We don't only laugh, we cry.
Oh, okay.
On a darker note, 1 million Irish people died of famine in the middle of the 19th century. Carl?
It's potatoes.
Yeah, whatever it is, it's potatoes.
Yes, the answer is potatoes.
Good one.
Matt is shaking his head.
I would have said blight, maybe.
Or I wish I could pronounce the name of
food question.
The blight, but I can't.
Yeah, food, yeah. You don't eat the blight.
Food questions blight. Equal answers.
Good signage at a restaurant. Don't eat the blight.
Eat the blight.
Pick around, .. Pick
not
around
blight
it.
Free.
Is now, always has been. This restaurant is blight free.
Oh, boy.
You're in marketing, aren't you, Shayna?
That's a nice first draft, fellas. First draft
still
is not always the
free.
Winner.
Oh, Lordy. Yeah. Okay. While we're on, now this is going to have several answers, and I want three answers from whoever buzzes in. While we're on potatoes, give me three ways you can serve them to your family. Shayna, you were first.
Mashed.
Yeah.
Baked.
Absolutely.
Twice baked. Yes. Sure. Okay. Terry gave me the
Oh,
it's different. There are different ingredients involved,
there are friends.
And it is a double maneuver, not a single.
How about fried potatoes?
How about fried twice baked potatoes? How about twice baked potatoes
about
fried and then mashed?
Twice baked tater tots.
Thank you.
I do have tater tots.
Tater tots.
Thank you.
It's a whole second set of ingredients. More involved.
You've been on this
dish.
Show before, haven't you? The look of a contestant.
I do know my baked versus double baked. Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
Twice baked, baby.
This is going to go quick. Two principal drinks, breakfast drinks in Ireland. What are they? The two principal breakfast drinks. Matthew.
Guinness and Harp.
I wish I could give you...
I know, those are my guesses. Yeah.
No. Anybody else care to buzz in? Okay, tick, tick, duck.
Coffee and tea.
You'd be right. Not so different from the rest of us, are they?
That sounds like a lovely breakfast.
Okay, Michael.
I
got to ask you. Where do we stand?
Where do we stand?
Yeah.
I'm standing over here. How about you?
I'm over here.
I'm glad you're standing over here.
You're outstanding in your field, I would say.
He is.
Carry the five.
Always carry the
what's
five.
What's pi again?
Yeah, 3.4.
How many places?
Two.
I dare you.
Ah,
oh,
okay.
We shouldn't yell numbers while he's doing numbers.
Here we go.
Yes, sir. What do you
Shayna
got?
Shayna is in the lead.
Ho!
10.
Ooh, girl.
Followed by Carl with 9.
Oh, close.
And okay. Matt with 8.
Oh, you're kidding. One. A point and a point and a point.
It does seem to be a 1 point away.
I knew we hired the right guy to keep score because whatever you do, he's going to make it close.
Yeah.
Just that's what I'm saying. As the mathmeister, that is what I'm going for is close.
Yeah.
Okay. So this would be like hand grenades. And yes.
Yeah.
Okay. It's time for, how can I say it? It's a game we call Booze Clues.
Ooh.
Every answer will have something to do with the Devil's Dram, hooch, and St. Patrick's Day have a marriage made somewhere. It's a marriage made somewhere, and it's definitely a marriage. And here we are in the morning of St. Patrick's Day. Okay. They call this brew a loaf of bread in a bottle. What is it? Matthew.
Guinness.
It would be stout. I will. Guinness is certainly
is
stout.
I was going to say, are we sponsored now?
Yeah, Kleenex. Ayo.
I didn't get my free beer.
Hang in there, Michael. Hang in there, Michael.
All right.
Meet you at the pub after this.
Here's a multiple choice. What year, and I'm going to give you three of them, what year did Prohibition take effect in America? Was it 1911? Was it 1920? Was it 1949? Matthew.
1920.
It would be 1920.
Wow.
It was a black day. The Clydesdales, that iconic breed of working equines, are the spokeshorses for what, Shana?
Budweiser.
Dun, dun, dun.
Do they actually dun, 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 speak?
I was going to say spokeshorses.
Mr. N.
Feed him an apple. Don't know what he'll say.
A horse is a horse, of course, of course.
Oh, this is good. Okay, next show, we do it on Mr. Ed Day.
Mr.
Ed Day.
Okay.
I love it.
Okay.
Are we bringing in a horse for that? I know a guy.
Wait.
Okay.
Showed up early. What's the standard draw, which is to say the glass size and the amount served in an Irish pub? Matthew.
Pint.
That would be a pint.
Oh,
I gave you a
course.
Point before it came out of your mouth, just to let you know.
Pay no attention
I knew
to
that,
that
was,
sign.
It was the confident buzz that I recognized.
What size glass did this radio station feature as a premium in one of our pledge drives? I have two of them at home, and they are lovely. What size of a glass did we premium? Carl.
12 ounce.
How much is in a pint?
16.
Oh. Oh, I gave you the answer. Here, we
pint.
It's my bad, so I'm going to have to give you the point. That was my bad.
Oh,
but that was the right answer. It was a pint. You see, the first question was a pint, the second
I was thrown off because it would be the same.
I tried to throw everyone off unintentionally because I'm pointing at mine over here, which is a 20-ouncer WDRT.
We call that an extra pint.
I'm glad that yeah.
Which of the following, and this is a not question, which of the following is not an Irish-made beer? I'm going to give you a hint. There's more than one of them that's not Irish-made. So here's the brands. Guinness, Shepherd Neame, Harp, Stroh's, Smittix, and Miller. Matt, you're early, and you go. Which
Stroh's.
Are not, right?
Stroh's.
Stroh's is not Irish. I need three.
The Epper Neame, or whatever that second one was.
You're right.
And
you want to hear the names again?
Could I?
Sure. Guinness, Shepherd Neame, Harp, Stroh's, which you've already picked, which is correct, Smittix, and Miller.
Miller.
Yeah.
Very good. The point. Yeah. The point. I'm sorry. There's one point for that answer. Very well done. You took your time on that one. Well, I see. I saw you were ready to.
He knows his
the
beer.
I didn't know I had to do three. I was being.
Okay.
Yeah, sorry.
And I need all four of them. And there are official ingredients. What are the four ingredients to make up a genuine Irish coffee, and I need four ingredients.
I mean, Shana. I'll give it a try.
Give it a try.
What's the name of the drink?
Irish coffee.
Irish coffee.
Irish coffee. Okay, coffee.
Good start.
Bailey's?
No. Sorry.
You know, I tried.
People do, but
America
anybody, anybody
does,
want to give it a shot?
Probably.
America does. I'll give you five more seconds.
Is it a creme? A cream?
Buzzers are quiet.
Oh, yep. Okay.
Give it a guess, guys.
Whiskey.
Oh.
Matthew?
Yes.
Whiskey's
coffee, for whiskey, cream, but I don't know what the fourth.
It's got to be a liqueur.
Sprinkled grated chocolate.
That was a good choice.
Whipped cream.
Sugar.
Sugar.
Sugar. And lots of it.
Oh.
It's a very, very sweet drink.
Oh, that sounds like a tummy ache.
It is. It's a stomach ache in a coffee cup.
Yeah.
Yes. Mr. Mathman, our wizard. How are we doing?
Well, let me calculate that and see what we can do here.
Would you?
Hopefully this unit will continue to hold up for us.
Is it plugged in?
I think it is now.
Okay.
Keep your hands away from the gears.
I know.
Jesus. And oh my goodness, it's getting to be a close race, folks.
Ooh.
Close and then not so close
not
at all.
So close,
someone
man.
In the lead. It's not
okay.
me.
It. Okay. It's Matt is in the lead with 12, followed by Shayna with 11 and Carl with 10.
Wow. Wow, so, wow, wow.
Speaking wow, wow. of Clydesdale, you know, leading the front.
Neck
of the
and neck
pack.
Clydesdale's
okay,
here.
Okay, yeah.
I got to say something here. There's an extremely patient musician sitting in the corner there. Because why? Because I gave her the wrong cue about when to come in.
I thought this was the one
musicians
fan of mine
always
that
know
showed up.
They always know when to come in, don't they?
We're still a game or two short, Megan. Are you okay
we
over
hope
there?
We do.
I know you have a gig this afternoon, but can you hang in for a while? Okay, yeah. Thank you, dear. I do appreciate that. Okay, folks out there, we've had so much fun talking to do.
Do?
Two. I think the word is two, isn't it? It's not do. It's two.
Two. Yeah. T-W-O.
Yeah. Two different
W is silent.
People today. So it's your turn again to call in and play St. Patrick's Day is All About Green.
Anybody can call in
yes,
right now?
Someone should. I
What's
think.
The phone you number?
Know.
What's the number?
I know
Does
the number.
638.
Anybody happen to know?
638. 9378.
9378. WDRT. 3899377. And I'm telling you that if you're stumped.
When should they call? Right now? They should call right
you
now.
You know, right now would be good.
Right now they should call.
10 seconds
okay.
ago. Would
Whether
be good?
Or not yeah. you've had your coffee out there in Radioland,
yeah.
we don't mind. If you haven't figured that out, we need you to call in.
And especially if you've had your whiskey, we would like you to call.
Ooh, especially.
Then you can call in twice to both of you.
Then you're our
friends.
Kind of friend.
Yes.
Yep.
Yes.
Yep. We'll meet you at Tully's later.
We should remind you mm-hmm. that not only are the questions real softball questions, but that if you're stuck,
we're
or you
here
need help,
for you.
We're here for you.
We're
here.
Yes,
we're
you
here.
Want
I'm
to
here
win.
For you.
Brilliant. We know
people.
Everything, so it's
true. It's true.
It's
yeah.
clear that you do. It's absolutely clear that you do. Matt.
Okay.
If you were going to call in,
if I were to call in,
what number would you call?
638-9378.
Yeah. 638-9378. Well, there you have it. I would like to ask one of you pretend to call in, but I'm not going to ask you to do
no.
that. We're going to go right on to the game, and this is good news for you guys.
Okay, okay.
Because mm-hmm. you get to score points now.
Mm.
You
oh.
wouldn't if you were helping a
okay.
caller.
Okay, okay. I'll take them.
Points.
I'll okay. take what I can get over here.
Every answer will concern something that is green. Are you ready?
Mm.
Most of us hang shiny ornaments on one of these. What is it? Matthew.
A Christmas twee.
You would be white. I've been so missing Elmer Fudd. I love it when he shows.
Has he passed?
He's standing right here. He's standing right here, girlie.
He's every. Oh, we have a caller. We have
oh,
a yes. caller.
Oh, somebody thinks they're going to take points from us.
That's right. What that red light I was. I thought it was good.
Hello.
Good.
Hello. Who am I talking to?
Hey, this is Aaron. And Benicio and Santiago.
Oh,
really? Three? I think we can make
Santiago.
Provisions to give all That's three of you.
That's a lot of points we're
Fantastic.
Giving away.
I know.
All right.
Hey, thanks for calling, Aaron. I appreciate that.
It's our pleasure. We're having lovely we're having a fun morning with you all.
Oh, that's good
right.
to hear. Thanks for tuning in. We do appreciate it. Where do you live, Aaron? Just off the top of your head.
We live right here in Viroqua.
Really?
Ooh.
We do.
Excellent. Excellent. Then it'll be easy for us to bring over the basket load of prizes that you stand mm-hmm. to win. Mm-hmm. Good.
That's a lot of
wheelbarrow.
Corned beef, buddy.
Wheelbarrow.
Our people will call you after the show to arrange delivery.
And thank you for inviting us over for beers later.
Uh-huh.
Absolutely. We've got to, we were writing down the necessary ingredients for the Irish coffee.
Yes.
Sugar.
Easy on the sugar. Okay. Here we go. And I need all three colors here. What are the three colors in the flag of the Irish Republic?
Oh,
remember, you can ask for help if you want it.
Yep, you have three experts here.
Well, there's green.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Good start.
And I'm pretty sure there's red.
Ooh.
Honey.
Well,
it's kind of like red.
It's a reddish. It's a reddish color.
It's red, but.
More orange than
yeah.
red.
You know, I was
yeah.
thinking
I
that
think
orange
that's,
would
I agree.
Be the right answer.
I agree.
There it is.
Now,
that would look nice, I think, green and orange.
I think so. And you know what would set them off really nicely?
Complement it
like some kind of really neutral,
a universal color.
Yeah.
You might not even
might
call it a
separate
color.
Them.
What would that be, Aaron?
I think that's white.
Yeah. Oh,
yeah. Yep. I can see it.
Quick
I can
study.
See it.
No
yeah.
help, and he just comes up with it.
It's
just
incredible.
The guy's a natural.
St. Patty's Day expert.
Okay, here's a question from the emotional spectrum. Are you ready for that, Aaron?
I'm on the spectrum.
Yeah, we're sitting down.
Okay. Good man. Say hey to the boys, too. Green is universally accepted as the color for what emotion?
Ooh.
I know that.
Green is the color of what emotion?
Oh, that's right. Okay, think jade green.
Think
is nausea an emotion?
No,
jaded.
Yes, Aaron. Yes.
Is it?
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
Yeah.
Oh. I would have taken jealousy. I would have taken envy.
Yeah.
You go to hell for both of them. So that's. Oh no, I take that back. There's a congresswoman from Georgia who seems to enjoy heckling the president during the State of the Union address. Who is this congresswoman?
Can we give you the initials? Would rather not say her name.
Absolutely. That'll be fair.
Yeah, because if you say it three times, she'll show up.
Oh, no!
Yes, yeah, sir. You go ahead.
MTG?
MTG. You're right.
Yes.
You're absolutely right.
Even
I won't say
better.
The name either.
Well done.
Let's move on. Let's
okay.
move on to another subject.
Okay, Aaron. We're going to change countries this time. But remember, we're playing the green game. What are the three colors of the Italian flag?
Oh, well...
You remember the colors you said before?
I think it is. I think that would be green, red, and white.
You'd be right for the Italian flag. Okay, I got to move along quickly now. Name me any game that's any sport, any game that's played on grass. I mean, the grass under your feet.
How about rugby?
Wonderful, nice. Wonderful.
Yeah.
Kermit the Frog had a hit song. What was the title?
It's not easy being green.
Good.
Oh.
One more question. Frank Lloyd Wright's home in Studio Taliesin is located near what Wisconsin town?
Ooh,
that would be Spring Green.
That would be Spring Green.
Wow.
You got them all, my friend Aaron. Thank you so much.
Yeah. Big callers, big winners.
He just knows about everything that's green.
He does.
Yeah.
He does.
Everything's green.
Everything's green. Wow.
Anyway. Thank you, Aaron. We got to go. I wish I could stay here and talk to you, but I can't. We got to go. Thank you so much for calling, my friend.
We'll be over with the prizes.
Yeah. Later.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you, Aaron.
Okay, buddy. You take care. Megan Bradley's in the house to help us play Name That Tune. All the answers in the game will be well-known Irish songs. Megan Bradley is playing the tunes on her tin whistle, handcrafted by a gentleman machinist.
Wow.
I love machinists. I used to work in a machine shop. It's a noble calling. Let's see.
He's
We're
the machinist
have to...
machinist there ever was.
He's a machinist's machinist.
Yeah.
I can't say that. Welcome, Meg. Thanks for helping us out.
Happy to be here.
Let's see now. We're going to... I had all kinds of stuff to talk to you about. We might get to it later. But right now, we have to get to the tunes. Play us a... Oh, it's your job, panelist, to name that tune.
Ooh, okay.
So get ready to buzz in. Play us a tune, would you, Meg? Carl.
That's Bob Goes to Breakfast.
It was a good guess, but it's wrong. Anyone else? Anyone else? Okay, Megan, what's your next tune? Nobody gets no points for nothing on that
one. Oh, but we don't find out what the answer was?
We have to wait till next year?
Well, for you.
Okay.
For you. What was the name of that tune? Megan?
Nothing Compares to You.
Oh. See, you're not used to hearing it on the tin whistle,
okay.
Are you?
Yeah. Okay. Okay. I'm back. I'm back.
All are Irish.
Yeah, remember somehow. Yes.
Okay. Okay. That's going to help. That's going to help.
Yes.
Sinead O'Connor. Got it. Mm-hmm. Okay.
That was indeed Sinead, yes. Hey, you got another for us, Meg?
Just a few more.
Head zombie.
You Yeah.
Yes, by the Cranberries.
I'm going to let you slide for that buzzer.
Very good. Very good.
Yes. Some of the first lyrics I wrote down in order to memorize them. That's how depressed of a young youth.
On the wall of your bedroom with a crayon?
Pubescent youth, yeah. Oh, so hard. So hard. Wow. Zombie. Megan. Nice one. Nice one, Megan.
Very impressed.
Would you give us another? T, what would you say the answer is?
Ooh.
T? Yes. Our studio audience has surpassed.
Yeah, we've
surpassed.
Got a shout out from behind the studio. Yes.
Oh,
yeah.
That's 1 point for Lady T.
Oh,
thank you.
Without you.
Without you.
Cherry, on that
Cherry, you're right. We could have gone out and gotten cats.
Oh, that's cruel.
It'd have been cheaper, though. It'd have been cheaper.
She gets paid. I didn't know that.
This is great. Keep it going, will you?
By the old canal, dream to dream.
I'm gonna give you a point.
Dirty Old Town.
Brought it back around.
The man can do the whole song. Uh-huh. I'd have to give you a point.
But the name of the song is at the end, so I had to go through
yeah, yeah,
it.
Yeah.
It really
I was hoping
is.
You'd get me close and I could jump in.
I know. I was like, give me more.
I got one more for you, Megan.
Van Morrison.
Days when the rain came.
Oh, ding, 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 ding.
Yes, sir.
Brown-Eyed Girl.
Yeah.
Oh, got it.
That was a group effort on that one. Yeah, that was a high five.
Yeah, split that with Shayna.
That was chaotic and delightful. Hey, Megan.
Way to go.
You're so
that
kind
was so
to come
beautiful.
In. Could you play us? I don't know how to ask this. Could you play us a proper tune?
Oh, that'd be nice.
Very nice, very nice.
Now, if you enjoy a little proper Irish music, don't forget to check out An Irish Hour at 2 o'clock today.
Oh, 2 o'clock, 2 p.m. Yeah.
And while you're on the topic, there's another happening at 2 o'clock today, isn't there? At the old,
there is.
At the Old Oak.
A Cayley.
A Cayley?
A bit of a dance.
Nice.
Is that an Irish dance?
It is.
An Irish word.
At the Old Oak in Soldiers Grove.
Do we know anybody playing?
Well,
maybe just a
few people. Yeah.
Couple of the contestants.
I'll be down there.
Not me. Don't look at me yet.
I can't play either. Tell the folks one more time. Where? When?
The Old Oak Inn. There's like a banquet hall in the back of the Old Oak Inn in Soldiers Grove.
From 2 to 4.
2 to 4.
From 2 to 4. And if you are not, when you are attending, not if you are attending. Of course you're going. Anybody with a brain is going to go.
There'll be a lot of traffic. Just you got to leave early because the traffic jam's going
to
get intense.
I just got to let you know that you'll have to listen to An Irish Hour, which is on at precisely the same time, on the podcast. Isn't
Indeed.
That right, Megan?
Wonderful.
You two in. It's a great
show.
And
then there's a fun band afterwards at 5 down there. The Amadons are down there
cool.
playing. A lot of sing-along songs and good stuff. They're fun guys.
That's so great.
Put your serious faces on.
Oh.
Okay, folks.
I don't have one with me, but go ahead.
It's time for the final round. Each of you will be asked 5 quick questions. If you're stuck, ask for the next question. You have a total of 40 seconds to answer all 5 questions. You'll go one at a time, okay? You can go back to an earlier question if you're stuck. Don't waste time. Are you guys ready?
Yes, dear. We move on if I don't know the answer.
I'll give you the next.
And then we come
back.
Next
quick question.
Got it.
Right.
Got it.
Exactly right.
We're going separately.
Yes, we're going separately. And we're each paying.
Okay.
Okay. Matt, dearly. Champion, you're going first.
Oh, man. You didn't tell me I was going first.
See, for you, I have to switch.
That's what you get for sitting in the front row.
To the questions I slipped him before the game.
In 1541, which English Tudor king beheaded a lot of Irish sovereignty and declared himself to be the king of Ireland? Who would that be? 1541.
Henry VIII?
You would be right.
Oh, come on.
That was brilliant.
He's a chopper.
He was a cheery old soul.
Keep going. It's my time.
What's the Easter bunny in your basket typically made from?
Polyester?
Easter celebrates the resurrection of whom?
The Jesus.
What kind of bean do you get in your Easter basket?
Jelly beans. What? What is my Easter bunny made of?
Chocolate.
Chocolate.
I don't know. What's your Easter?
Yeah, chocolate.
Feel free. Carl, what's your Easter bunny made of?
All right, okay.
I don't know. I'm not revealing that right now.
Okay. Was that a 3? Was that 3 points? Yes. Okay.
Was it 3 points?
Carl. They're marshmallow treats shaped like baby chicks. What are they?
I know, but I don't know what the name of it is. I don't know.
Okay, we'll go on. For a couple of hundred years, until 1015, the Irish were raided and terrorized by what group of Norse warriors?
These Vikings.
Yeah, absolutely, for a point. Easter roughly coincides with what Jewish holiday?
Ramadan.
Nope. Name something you'll find.
I didn't participate.
Name something you'll find in an Easter basket. Something in an Easter basket.
Straw.
Yes.
Polyester bunnies.
Yeah, can we go
not
back for a second?
Not in my basket, okay. They're made of chocolate or organic cotton.
Oh, what?
My bunnies are only organic and free range.
I'm organic. You didn't like the ramen?
Passover, baby. Passover. Opa.
I know.
Shayna.
Yes.
I wasn't going to win.
Here's your 40 seconds.
Okay.
You're like Ramadan, Rick.
Ready to go?
I'm
Children,
always.
Hunt for these on Easter. What are they?
Easter eggs.
What does the I in the IRA stand for?
Instantaneous.
The R in IRA. The I-R. Okay, never mind. Moving.
Raving.
Moving right along. This is good stuff. In what month does spring officially arrive?
March?
You'd be right. Who delivers Easter baskets to kids?
The Easter Bunny.
Of course. Whose portrait is on the $1 bill? I'm sorry. Your time is up.
Whose portrait is on the $1 bill?
Yeah.
It's what's his name?
Grover Cleveland, I think, isn't it?
You can be sure it's Bob. Thank you.
He's balding.
Okay. We're going to have to move along. Okay. Michael, can you give us... Hold it. This would be the final... Total.
Ooh.
Ooh.
Who won the big prize today?
Clearly it was a tie.
Let me add it up. Or subtract it. Or multiply it. I don't know. I'll pick one of these buttons.
Yeah. Can we just be clear? I intentionally did no... you keep counting, sir. I see you.
Sorry.
Don't look up from your little calculator.
We're getting in time trouble here, so yes.
Yeah, I intentionally did not look up answers for this show today, and of my most embarrassing answers, IRA.
Got it.
I have no idea what it's
Irish Republican Army. Michael,
revenue.
What do you got for me?
We have.
I think
Ramadan
ravenous.
Has to be.
Yeah.
Classic, right?
Okay.
Okay, we have Carl bringing up the rear, I'm afraid. I'm so sorry.
I know. It was first time.
At 13, but you did well.
Yeah.
Okay,
very well.
Who's next? Carl, let's hear it for
Who's
Carl.
Next?
Okay, this is great because they both share the winning slot. At 16 and 16, Matt and Shayna.
Next time.
All right.
Oh, that was so great. Congratulations to our champions, the Bodia.
Thank you.
You did extremely well.
We can share the crown.
Thank you to Michael Price. Thank
Tuesday,
you
Thursday.
To our
Monday,
newbies.
Wednesday, Friday, yeah. Tuesday, Thursday.
I get everything.
Thanks to our musical guests.
You want Tuesday, Thursday?
Megan Bradley, and thanks to Terry, who produces and engineers this show. And most of all, thanks to you out there for tuning in. We do so
to our callers. And our callers.
And our yes. callers, yes.
But Shane, that guy Shane and
Ireland. Shane.
Come on.
Shane, thank you. We got to go. We'll see you next time, right here on The Quiz Show.